Hello?
Good morning, Chetty. This is Chase. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you very much. By the praise of you and the blessing of God, I'm doing excellent. So
Okay,
I
thank
think,
you.
yeah, I think that it's been 2 days that I was just trying to basically be with you on the phone so that we could talk about the future. But my name is Chase, and I'm the CDO, the Chief Technical Officer, and the CMO, the Chief Marketing Officer for Orbit Design Agency. I think
All right.
my team members, like Peter and David, are kind of working on your project right now, which is your website that is Entertainment Galaxy.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so far, what's the experience? How's the website going along? Any complaints so far from the team, from the design, anything you have in mind?
Well, I like what they're doing. I really like the design of it and the overall how they coming along with it. I'm really impressed. It's something that I was much more they exceed my expectation in terms of what they're doing. So I really have no complaint about that. They stepped up better than what I have before.
And I was reading the form, the brief form that you filled out, in which you have clearly mentioned that you
Right.
could be needing help with the marketing because you will be getting, you want traffic to be on your website. So what's the purpose of this business, and is this the only business that you do?
This is the business. Yeah, this is the only business that I do right now. This what this, if you notice it says Entertainment 416905. The number represents, for example, if you've ever been to Canada, the main core in the Toronto area, which is the financial district, is 416. That's where like all the main theaters, restaurants. It would be like visiting New York, one of those areas. 905 will be the outer area. Now, the outer area can be could be a range of all different services. Like for example, you might have heard about Niagara Falls, Niagara on the Lake. Although, yeah, that's the 905 area. So, for example, from the Toronto to Niagara Falls, it will be about a 90 minutes or about a 2 hour, 90 minutes, 2 hour drive. So, that'll just give you an idea, the vast area of Toronto area. So that's why it's called Entertainment 416905. So what I'm doing there is all of the restaurant, entertainment events, what people can attend to rather than look, you go to Entertainment 416905, you see all of that there. You can choose restaurants, hotel. In Toronto, we have the Toronto Raptors, which is a major basketball team. We have the Blue Jays. We have Toronto FC Football Club. We have the Maple Leafs Hockey. So we have four major sports teams in Toronto, too. So all of that. So Toronto is a diverse city with a lot of events and sporting and all of that. So Entertainment 416 will be comprised of all of that. So you go to Entertainment 416. You find all of that there. That's the whole irony of having that website.
All right, so that means that it's not just one website. You have two different websites.
No, one of them, just one.
That's the one. All right, because usually the people do not put the number or any sort of like icons onto their particular domain name, because when it comes to be marketing, then that's not getting like approved by Google, by Yahoo, that we can run the marketing campaign. Eventually, it does not basically gives you good results when it comes to marketing. So that's why my next question was to ask you why you have that number onto the domain, but you have clarified that 416 is where the area is, where you are right now, and where all the information basically goes by. And then the 905 represents the other areas under Canada where the people can basically come up and they can basically get your service, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's the name of it there, just the name, but regardless where, I mean, it's everywhere. Like, I mean, you know, if, for example, in the Toronto area there. So it, regardless if you're in the 416 or in the 905, I mean, for example, I live in 905, but I travel to 416 many times to do, you know, go out and all of that. I mean, there's people who live in the 416 comes over to 905. You know, sometimes they, you live in 905, but you work in 416. Or you can either live in 416, but then you have relatives and all of that comes in 905. So it's just a matter of how you communicate or, you know, you travel. So it's not like, you know, it's not, for example, it's not like Saval, Toronto versus Vancouver. It's nothing at all like that. It's just the name of it.
So, because previously you were running a website with the same name, so have you faced any issue with what traffic that was coming up on your website at that particular time?
What traffic?
Yeah, the traffic, like the audience. Do you think like people can find your particular website easily, or how does that work?
Oh, certainly. As a matter of fact, it was hosted by cheap website. As a matter of fact, first it was being hosted by GoDaddy because the person who designed it, it was their choice to put it there. It wasn't my choice to put it in GoDaddy, and then after, I didn't like how they, the GoDaddy, how they pretty much do things, then they moved it to another website called Cheap. So after this redesign, then I'll be moving it from that company there to a different company. But the traffic, you know, what I can do, I can also send you a snapshot of the website analysis from this company to show you, because, I mean, for example, a good 60% of visitors are from the USA. So then we have a good, I think, Canada running third, and then other countries, like international countries, like somewhere along the bottom there. So I can get a snapshot to forward it to you so you can see what's being viewed along the line there. That if that would be something more likely you could probably drive conversation-wise, yeah.
All right. Now, as far as I was checking the website, so you have different packages. You have Elite, Standard, and Premium. I'm pretty sure you will be having more packages coming along down on the road, which could be satisfy the customer's need according to that they wanted. And I'm sure that these prices are on monthly basis, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Yeah. So why don't you basically install a feature that's called subscription feature, in which, let's just say that if I'm a client, then you don't have to basically call me back and forth again and again just to ask me that if I'm that if I have to basically that my deadline is there and I have to pay the $89 or $289 or $489, whatever the price of your package is. With the help of that subscription feature, what would happen is that, let's just say that if I'm signing up for the Elite package, which is for $89, then I will be giving a consent on that particular part, because once I'll basically fill out the information and the card number onto that particular package, at the down below, after making the payment confirmed, it will ask me that you will be automatically charged every month at this particular date for the amount of $89. And once I click on that, then that information would be sent out to you in an email that this client have agreed to the terms and condition, and we can charge them automatically. And by that, the system will be smart enough by which it will save all the information for the credit cards, debit cards, whatever cards they're been using online to make the payment. And then you yourself can go ahead and can check that which client have basically had a pending payment, which have not, and you can try the payment, run it by yourself. So apparently what I mean is that you will be having the back-end access of the cards that they're being used on your website, and you can charge them anytime when they're overdue. So what do you think about that part?
That's an excellent door. That's an excellent suggestion, because when I my first consultation, when I was speaking with the representative in your department, we have it's about an hour conversation we have, and I, you know, you recommend a lot of features to me that will make the enhance the website. So what you comes up with there, that's a great feature there, because I mean, one thing I said to him, I said, you guys are the experts. Whatever you see beneficial to me, and, you know, let me know so I can, let me know if it's beneficial to me, then obviously I'll go with it.
Right.
I mean, I can say, do this, but then you guys can review it and just say, Chetty, I think your suggestion, we can do something else in that. And that's what
right.
I like.
Because
I need to, I want to work with someone who can guide me along the way there.
Exactly. Because see, I have an experience of 7 years working for such big companies and subscription module-based payment mates. And usually the client who usually come back to us, they're coming back with the same reason that for the 1 month the client paid, and once they get the service, they basically do not want to pay them because they don't have the card saved on the file, first of all. And second
right.
of all, they don't have the
right.
consent that if they could basically charge them
mm-hmm.
every single month or not. So that's why we created a
right.
system in which we add a functionality onto the back end of your website, which is not letting the
mm-hmm.
customer know that their information is being saved until or unless they basically submit that tick mark. And that tick mark would be as easy as you're just clicking any of the page. So let's just say that if it will be a page for the payment, and down below it will just say that you will be charged in small writings. Of course, we will not make it prominent, so by which the customers go in details. It will just basically say, so by which you could have the consent that this guy have already consented everything about it, and you will be having the document that if anything happened or if the client came back after 2 or 3 months and they told you that why you're charging every month, then you will be having the proof that before making the payment for the first part, you've already approved that it will be an automatic payment that will be charged. And I'm pretty sure you could save with the scammers and with the other people who just came in enjoying your services for a month, and then once they got what exactly they need, they will just simply not going to pay you
mm-hmm.
anymore. So for that reason, for that business part, I think this feature was surely going to help you in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That will make sense. Absolutely. Yep.
Right. So considering the fact, one of the features is that part. And then the second
mm-hmm.
feature, which I think you should basically go for, that is the chat feature. If you remember, when you came to our website, there were basically a chat guy who basically initiated you that welcome to Orbit. This is our WIPA website, and I think that you guys both basically chatted that. And then he'd take you over to the phone and then closed you as a client, and that's how we are speaking today. So there are two types of chat features. Whenever people think
mm-hmm.
of chat, they think that they have to put two or three agents 24/7 onto the website who will be chatting and assisting the client. But no, it's 2023
mm-hmm.
and now things are being changed. We have automated bot
right.
system that can entertain your clients and that can be logged in. So let's just say that if a client is coming up and he does not know what exactly you guys do, even after reading everything from the website, then the chat bot can basically help him answer his frequently asked questions. Let's just say that what this business is about, we can add automatic answers on that. And then if you want to take over onto that particular part, then we will install an application on your iPhone or on your Android, whatever phone you have, and then no matter if you're
right.
driving, if you're going anywhere, you don't have to basically carry the laptop just to basically chat with your client. The way you receive text messages from Peter right now, this will be the same way that you will be receiving messages on an application that we will provide you from your client, and you can assist them better, so by which, once their questions are being answered, they could pick up the best package for you.
Absolutely, because as we talk about that, even today, for some reason I was on the site looking at it. Your site, by the way, Orbit, and as soon as I log onto the site, the chat box comes up, and I, you know, was so wow, that's awesome.
That's helpful.
So, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, absolutely, sure, yeah, that would be great, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So considering the fact, as far as the marketing is concerned, the marketing is something I would definitely going to talk to you, but I'm not going to take more time today. I'm going to be creating
right.
a list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be checking back onto the website. And meanwhile, we will work on the development part as well. Now, as far as these
mm-hmm.
two features are concerned, this will something be an extra fee. However, I think that yesterday you paid a $980, which you asked us to refund you. So we have already processed that
mm-hmm.
refund onto the same account. I think today's Friday, so
mm-hmm.
today it's approved. And I think you will be receiving that amount by Monday or maybe by Tuesday onto the same account that it's
yes.
being charged to. And then as
right.
far as these two things are concerned, One of the things that we have discussed was the automatic payment charge and then the privacy policy mm-hmm. to add it up onto your website so that people could be charged automatically.
Right.
And you will have the backend mm-hmm. access of all the clients from A to Z. And we will add a calendar mm-hmm. on that part. So let's just say that if you're looking for clients for the month of February 2020, then you can go back and you can see like who have paid you, who have not paid you, what are the client card numbers, and what are the details. And you can go ahead and you can charge that card. So that's one of the custom functionalities that we'll add. And then as far as the mm-hmm. chat feature is concerned, we'll add that as well, which will be given to you. So just give me 10 to 15 seconds so that I can check the price on mm-hmm. that part and I can give it to you. Can you please stay on the line?
Okay, sure.
Please stay on the line, sir. Sherry, are you in the state of Canada or U.S.?
I'm in Canada.
You're in Canada. So I'll give you the prices in Canada, all right? Just give me 1 minute.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, see there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
So the card activation, the card system functionality that we'll be using to integrate onto the website, that will be on a one-time fee. And then the chatbot feature is something that will be on yearly basis, and you can close it anytime when you want. However, the card functionality is something that needed to be fixed up, and it will be installed onto the mm-hmm. one-time backend fee. So the one-time fee for the card installation system will be $2,200, and that's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And the chat feature, which will give you the access for three people, which means that if you have friends, family, if you have managers, if you have your wife, anybody helping you out, you can give them the access. So whenever you are busy, they can assist the client on the chat. If not, then we will ask you 10 to 15 frequently asked questions. You can let us know that mm-hmm. what questions should be there according to your client perception. We will add it up, and then the bot would automatically ask and welcome the client who's coming up. So for the chat feature, it's just going to be $1,200 every single year. But as I said, you can close it anytime when you want. And all the prices are in Canadian. So the total that will be today, that is because I don't want you to pay like in USD and then you calculate in Canadian, because I think that will be more, because I think USD is more higher rate onto the Canadian part. So that's why I gave you the discounted prices with the Canadian dollar converted.
Yesterday, I paid 15. I spoke to, I'm not sure who I spoke with, but I said to him, because originally I said what I gave was a U.S., a Canadian, I have a Visa, but sorry, MasterCard, but it's in U.S. dollars. It's for Canadian. I said, refund that amount, and I said, charge me $1,500 on my next MasterCard, which is Canadian. So I think they have already done that already.
Yeah. That is something which was the balance for the package that you purchased, in which we included the website design and development and deployment, and of course that you got the branding services, which includes the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, logo, business cards, letterheads, and envelopes. So that's already there.
Right. So this subscription fee for $2,200, can you hold on it for a while there for me? Because obviously I'll have to get some funds to put on my MasterCard to fix it, to make this payment there. So can you just hold on for the time being for that amount there?
Sure. One more thing, that the $2,200 is the one-time fee, and then the $1,200 is the subscription fee. It's the annually fee for the chat feature. So the total that we're talking about, that is $3,400, and in USD, it's $2,539.
Oh, okay. So the chart fee will be what, $1,200, right?
Yes, the annual is $1,200, and then for the installation of the card saving feature, that's $2,200 a one time, which will be there on the website as long as you keep the website live with you.
Okay, right. And the if it paid in U.S., that would be approximately?
If I calculate it in U.S., that is $2,539 for both the features, for chat and for the card saving feature. And I think out of that, you have already paid $980. So if I do that, $2,539, $980, then the balance which will be remaining, that will be $1,560.
Okay. So with what I paid yesterday and what was previously paid, right?
Yes, the one that you have already paid yesterday, that's already been cleared out. But there was one payment that we have basically charged you on the other card, which you told us to basically give you back. So if we keep that payment safe as well, then the total balance would come up to $1,559, which means that you will not be paying $2,539. You would just be paying $1,559. And if I do it in Canadian, then that's $2,087.
All right, okay. So can you just send me a breakdown of what we discussed there so I can just kind of review it?
Sure. I'll send you the email so that you can review it. You can have everything about it.
Sure.
And as far as securing is concerned, I will tell the billing to hold $980 for you so that you can utilize the same funds and you don't pay like any extra charge on that part. And then the remaining that you will simply going to be paying, that will be $1,559, okay?
No, I think they refunded $980 already. I think they do that. It's just through already. Yep.
All right. So what do you think? Like, if I send you the email, would you be giving me the confirmation over to the email, or how does that work?
No, because, I mean, what happened, I have to pay it in Canadian dollars because, I mean, when they notified me yesterday that they put the 980 through, I said, no, refund that back to the Canadian because I said, how did you charge it? Was it in U.S. dollars or Canadian?
Oh, okay, because, so you have two cards. So you have two cards. One is basically for U.S. and the other one is for Canadian. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, the U.S. is just for traveling. If I happen to get out in the United States rather than build in Canadian dollars, I use it in U.S. dollars. So I said, no, I want to use that just for the beginning. So I said, refund that amount there. And then I said, okay, here's my Canadian credit card here. Put the $1,500 on that. So that went to the Canadian. So, I mean, it was notified automatically that there's a transaction of $1,500 on the Canadian card. Yeah.
Right. So what about these two features? Because this will be beneficial for you, and you understand how important they are for you. And the best, what's your zip code, if I may ask? Let me just see if I could do anything better for you.
You're in Canadian.
You have postal code, right?
Yeah, postal code, yeah.
All right. What's that?
The postal code where I am, it's L as in Lima, number seven C as in Charlie, and then one, number one A as in Hopper 4. So L7C1A4.
All right.
I'm going to have to run shortly. I'm on another call coming, waiting for me here. Yeah.
Understandable. I'm just trying to basically do the best possible thing for you so that we're on the same page. All right, perfect. So I got the discount for you. That will be for the postal code services that you provided me. So if you let me know to go ahead and install it, because, of course, this will be a time-taking process. We will take at least 3 to 4 days to build the system and install it for you and then show you how it works. So the tutorial video would come with it so that you could know how to basically fix the thing. So the total, which is coming up right now, is $3,400.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make it $3,000 Canadian for you. That will save you $400 Canadian. And that includes not only 1 year of subscription, I will give you the subscription for 2 years so that you don't pay the $1,200 for the next year. You will be paying in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, right. Okay, so it will be. All right, just hold it for me for the time being. Just hold it for me. You know, I mean, I can't really pay you right now or today. I'll just review it over the weekend, and most likely I should be able to move forward with this next week, yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and I'll send you everything in writing, and then I'll wait to hear from you. And meanwhile, we'll go ahead and we'll basically work on the existing project for you, okay?
Certainly. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Shetty, for your time. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.